listeners, and welcome to episode 79 of the Nigeria Football Weekly Podcast with me, your host, Olu Oke. And today, I'll be coming in with a quick one, but just to review our two international friendly games against Ghana and Mali. And then I'll be touching on the weekend games to look out for involving the Nigerian footballers. So short and sharp, without any further ado, let's get into it. So the Nigerian national team played their first two games since the AFCON ended, where we finished runners-up, as we all know. We played against Ghana on Friday. Both games played in Morocco. And we played Mali last night on Tuesday, March 26th. The first game on Friday, we beat Ghana 2-1. Courtesy of goals from Cyril Dessers from the penalty spot and Ademola Lookman in the 84th minute. Jordan Ayew scored a late consolation penalty for Ghana. Although Ghana did get a red card, Jerome Opoku in the 56th minute. And then yesterday we lost 2-0 to Mali, 2-0. El Bilal Traore scored the first goal and then Kamari Doumbia scored the clincher in the 87th minute. So I'll be quickly just going through the games and just touching on a few things I observed and things to note for the game. So for the first game against Ghana, in defense of Finidi George, so the interim coach Finidi George took charge of these games. We did play well against Ghana. We beat Ghana very well. It must be said that Ghana are really, really going through what's probably the toughest time in their history, or one of, because they're not looking really good. They remind me of Ghana when I was growing up in the year 2000, 2001, 2002, where they were really, really not good. They just had some Okafor. So Ghana, while you have to beat what's in front of you, we know they're not quite at the best of their elements at the moment. That being said, we did win. We played a 3-4-3 formation. I'll get into that. Nwabali started the game. Benjamin Tanimu made his debut for Nigeria. Awaziem and Ajayi played in the middle of the defense. Bright Osayi Samuel and Bruno Iheanacho played as the wingbacks. Onyeka and Ndidi played in the middle of the pitch. With it will be moving slightly forward to play as a left winger, with Dezers playing up top and Iheanacho playing as a right winger. Now, this game, stats-wise, in all honesty, was okay. Like, we did dominate. We had 6 shots on target, 6 shots off target, 12 shots in total to Ghana's 8. And this game, I can't complain too much because we played really well. We got an early penalty, which helped us for sure. Dezza scored the goal from there. It was a bit of a shame to see Lookman not start. I thought we were the better team in general. Lookman scored a very, very good goal, and it was good to see Iwobi up top in the pitch. So Iwobi was almost playing like a 10, and that's what led to the goal, because there was a cutback, and Iwobi just laid the ball off for Lookman, who put the ball into the net with a great, great finish. To be honest, we should have made it 3-0 before Ghana scored their one consolation penalty. I can't remember who gave the pen away. It was really, really poor. It was Osayi Samuel. Yeah, Osayi Samuel, not his best moment. Maybe he was still reeling from the fighting he had to do in Turkey. But I thought, in general, no real complaints. I mean, I did have complaints about the team, but when you win, you keep quiet. So, you know, someone like Awaziem, you know, I'll get into it. Anyway, for the second game against Mali, which was yesterday, you wanted to see some more invention from Finidi George, and yet again he's stuck with the back three. I don't understand why. So Calvin Bassey and Frank Onyeka left the camp, which is very normal with these friendly games in March. A lot of club sides, their players pull out if they have minor niggles or injuries, so that they could be fit for the run-in for their respective club sides. So without Onyeka and Bassey, who we know have turned into like linchpins of the national side, we saw Omeru come in. Omeru, Awaziem and Ajayi played in a back three. Jamilu Collins played at left wing back. Bright Osayi Samuel played at right wing back. With Oyedika coming in to start, which was nice to see for a change. Moses Simon started the game, but he got injured. We've now got reports from Nantes that he did suffer a broken fibula. So I think it's his ankle, which is really, really sad. So he'll probably be out for the rest of the season. So very, very unfortunate for Moses Simon. Yesterday, we played crap. We were absolutely rubbish. Absolutely awful. In the whole game, we had 3 shots, none on target. Mali, on the other hand, 7 shots, 3 on target. So, just far more dangerous. Like, we were really, really rubbish. I have to be blunt. I mean, we had corners, did nothing from them. 12 free kicks, did nothing from them. Iheanacho Acho was really, really bad at taking free kicks. There was no cohesion defensively or offensively. If you see the goals Mali scored, guys, I know I mentioned Awaziem. The first goal, Nigeria tried to play the ball out the back. Awaziem tries to attempt a cross-field pass. Nwabali's passed the ball to him. He's just outside the penalty box to the right. Pass the ball to the right wing back to your right. But what does Awaziem try to do? He's being pressured. And he tries to use his weak foot, his left foot, to kick a diagonal cross field to go to the left wing back. Instead, he mishits the shot, the cross. It goes directly into the penalty box area. And El Bilal Traore literally can't believe the gift. He just chests the ball and puts the ball in the net. Really, really disgraceful football from Awaziem. And that will get me into what I wanted to talk about regarding some of these players playing for Nigeria. The second goal, if you see what this Doumbia brother did to Kenneth Omero, he absolutely ran past Omero like Omero was 50 years old. It was really, really bad. Yes, I want to touch on the fact that I don't think the NFF gave them the best preparation, you know. When you think about Finidi George being interim manager, announced 4 days before the Ghana game. I don't think he had any coaches. I don't think there was a goalkeeping coach. Tactical setup, all of that, it was clearly missing because we didn't play like we have tactics, to be honest. Then you're playing a FIFA friendly. There's barely any fans in the stadium. It's unbelievably difficult to watch the game. And out of every single Nike team that's sponsored by Nike, national team, guess the only country that did not launch their new kids this international break? Nigeria. Why? Why must our own be different? If we want to come here and be talking about, oh, we deserve to be in the same books as the big boys. Bro, what do the big boys always have? Names on jerseys. A national stadium everybody could play in. Social media is on point. The stadium is always full because people are willing to support and go. Organize the friendlies in the right places. I mean, like, I just don't get it. Struggling to get broadcast partners, struggling to fill the stadiums, is just awful. To find a stream for this game, if you see the headache, and you think these things are rocket science, but it's not. I watched Algeria play against South Africa yesterday in a world-class stadium in Algeria. All the players had their names on the back of their shirts. Fantastic pitch. Saw the same thing in Cote d'Ivoire during the World Cup. I mean, the AFCON. We've seen Senegal Stadium. We've seen Morocco Stadium. Why is Nigeria's zone always the difference? And of course, nobody's going to talk about it or carry it because you haven't done the right job of marketing the product, marketing the games. Who are you going to play? You go to play in Marrakesh. Yes, you could say maybe it's easier where you could find a stadium to play. But there's no tickets sold. The stadium is empty. It doesn't even feel like a friendly. Is it COVID? What's going on? If the NFF are not competent, they need to tell us. We don't even have press conferences where we can understand these decisions they make. If you want to play friendly games, play them in Europe. If you're not going to do it in Nigeria and invite fans, play it in England. I watched Spain play Colombia at London Stadium a few days ago. Filled to the brim with Colombians. Do you know how many Nigerians are in this UK? We will go to the stadium to watch the national team. Do these things correctly. I don't get what's happening. Yes, you could say, oh, they were initially planning to play Argentina and it fell through. But why did it fall through? Because of NFF officials and visas. Like, what the hell are we talking about? We should be maximizing the impact of what we did at AFCON. You know, there's mitigated circumstances in terms of the team and selection and stuff like that, which I understand. But for Finidi George, who was under Pesero, to come here, get the opportunity to show what local coaches could do, see how they could perform, and maybe just clamor for that job. What does he do? He plays three at the back in friendly games. Like, Nigeria's some weak team. Every team that plays three defenders at the back is because they don't trust a four at the back system with two center backs. I'm sorry, Nigeria is a better team on paper than both Ghana and Mali. Stop with this three at the back rubbish, man. It's so jarring. Like, we can't even put together a comprehensive attacking plan. We can't even let them, the way Wenger would allow Arsenal, just run riot and do what they want to do. We don't even give them the opportunity to do that because we've set them up so terribly. I don't get it. How can you play Mali? I have no shot on target. Like, it's just a big, big problem. And then the manager is trying to talk about it's a friendly. I watched him give an interview to Modo Victor. Shout out to Modo Victor. Finidi George is saying, oh, I'm very happy. Yes, if you take away the two goals, I'm happy with the game. Brother, it's like saying, oh, I'm really happy with the meal, but there was no rice. Just you. Take away the rice. What do you mean, take away the goals? That's the aim of football. Affinity George played football for the most successful Nigerian team in our history. So it's like, I'm happy. What's there to be happy about, you mother? Oh my God, they made me so angry, bro. Ugh. I understand me to get circumstances, but it's such crap. And then when they go hire a foreign manager now, they'll be clamoring, oh, they don't give local managers an opportunity. What's that rubbish? Why is Iheanacho playing on the wing? You have Nathan Teller in the squad. Teller did not play a minute. Dele Bashiru, no minutes. Omar Sadiq, no minutes. Alassane Youssouf, no minutes. But guess what? Wesini will be having to play a roaming role where he's not even... Just play a 4-3-3 for Christ's sake. Let Wobi play as the 10. Playing Didi and Onyedika behind him. Let's see what the base could be like. If Iheanacho wants to be a striker, force him to stay as a striker. Iheanacho's running all over the pitch, taking corners. The striker's taking corners. Because there's no discipline. They clearly did no tactical work on corners. It's disgraceful, man. It's so annoying. What do you mean Nathan Teller flew here and did not play 1 minute? Someone that's about to win Bundesliga. He couldn't get any minutes. Fisara Deibashiro, you brought him for show. But I'm seeing Desus playing meaningful minutes. Even though he's clearly like number 6 or 7 in the Nigeria pecking order. And if not because of Osimhen Boniface, I wouldn't get all injured. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. And somehow you didn't call Chukwueze up. You didn't tell us why. Why is Chukwueze not here? What are we doing? Jamilu Collins is playing for Nigeria. Jamilu Collins is such a bad footballer. He doesn't even start for Cardiff in the championship in England. Starting games for the Super Eagles. After he didn't go to AFCON. Onyemachi's not any better anyway. These Boavista boys, Awaziem before coming to International Friendly, lost 5-1 to Sporting Lisbon. Awaziem has no business in the national team. He's not good enough. Yes, Bassey and Ekong will be our starting centre-back pairing. But he's not better than Osho at Luton. We know he couldn't come. Akpoguma keeps being frozen now. We don't know why. Torunariga declared for Nigeria last year. We still don't see him play. Igor Ugbo for Slavia Prague's doing really well. Still won't get a call-up. But guess what? I have to watch Awaziem, Omero, and Semi Ajayi, who can't reclaim his place in West Brom's team in the championship. And he's very, very bad on the ball. Play for Nigeria. What are we doing here? Do you know how many mistakes Ajayi makes in every game just by kicking the ball to the opponent by accident? It's not good enough. And they don't explain these things to us. We don't know why. Everybody else, New Jersey, except Nigeria. No name on the kids. Then yeah, we're saying, oh, why did they choose England? Even me, that I want everyone to choose Nigeria. Bro, look at every time England play a game. Have you seen the PR? Have you seen the social media? They give them a cap for every appearance. Your name is on the kit. May no player of the match. His face is everywhere. It's simple stuff, man. Like, it's so annoying. It's so annoying. Okoye is not in the team. What are we doing? Now, our next games, we have World Cup qualifiers against Bafana and is it Benin? Benin Republic. Yeah, Benin against Grenoble Raw in June. South Africa at home, Benin away. And those are our last games for this year until there's international friendlies later in the year. But are we ready? Have we seen anything that shows us that this team is prepared for those games? They're probably going to hire another manager because Finidi is definitely not good enough from what we've seen. If he's too scared to even just switch things up for a friendly game against Mali and we play that rubbish. Nah, man, that was really, really bad. So Finidi's done. We need to see an attacking verb in this team. Like, enough is enough. We have enough players. Yes, I wish Eze played for Nigeria, Lise. But Iwobi's one of the most creative players in the Prem. Play him in the right position. Let him feed these guys. Iheanacho's not in form. He doesn't start for Leicester in the championship. Take him off. Ndidi looks missing. Ndidi is missing, bro. You can tell his fitness not up to scratch. Oh, my God. We miss Osimhen so much. Anyway, thank God the next few games are World Cup qualifiers, so there'll be no excuses. And hopefully Osimhen and Co would have figured out their future. Even Awoni, someone like Awoni, it's a shame he keeps getting injured when Nigeria play because it's not good enough. We're still seeing big problems in midfield, you know, because you're not playing a midfield three. Play them in the right position. Let's see what can happen. I can't believe Teller, Youssouf, Omar Sadiq, Dele Bashiru did not play 1 minute. But I watched Cyril Desers play this international break. I'm not necessarily Omar Sadiq's biggest fan, but he is much better than Cyril Desers. I guarantee you that. So, anyway, typical scenes we see in Nigeria. So, what's there to look out for? We will eventually launch our new kit soon. We'll see what happens there. A new manager will be hired for sure, because it definitely will not be Finidi George. So let's see what happens. And then we need to see how the national team retool before these crucial World Cup qualifiers in June. So that's it in terms of Nigeria national team. Not our finest moment. Apologies for the rant, but it's so frustrating. You go forward. Take two steps forward, five steps back. Every time, Nigeria. Always. You know? And then I have to deal with my Arsenal group chat where there's Nigerians who don't even want to watch Nigeria. Even have some of them being cheeky, saying, get the fuck out of here, it's Nigeria playing. Can you imagine? National team. People that are not from any other country but Nigeria, but they would rather watch England versus Belgium or England versus Brazil. And think they're saying big things because Nigeria is not living up to the acclaim or what should be normal. It's really, really frustrating. But anyway, I digress. Anyway, just to round up the podcast, I just want to touch on the games involving national team players over the coming days. Today is Wednesday, 27th of March. Hope everyone's looking forward to the Easter bank holiday. Premier League, let's see if Tarawa Awoniyi and Ola Aina are back. They were injured before the international break, but they play Crystal Palace at home on Saturday. So let's see. Alex Iwobi will be back in action for Fulham on Saturday away at Sheffield United. Let's see if Calvin Bassey is fit enough to play that one. And then let's see if Frank Onyeka recovers sufficiently to play for Brentford against Manchester United on Saturday. And then Gabriel Osho, let's see. Oh, why did I say Gabriel like he's Brazilian? Gabriel Osho, he's playing Tottenham away on Saturday. So let's see if he recover sufficiently for those games. The other games taking place in the Premier League, Newcastle and West Ham with the early kickoff game at 12:30. Chelsea play Burnley in 1 and 3pm kickoffs as well. We also see Bournemouth play Everton in 3pm kickoff. And then in the late Saturday night kickoff, we will see Aston Villa play Wolves in the derby. And then Brentford play Manchester United in 8pm kickoff on Saturday, so be wary of that. And then on Sunday, the big one, the title challengers, Liverpool host Brighton at Anfield, and then Manchester City versus Arsenal at the Etihad. We will be there. And God help everybody if Arsenal win, because I will not shut up. But yeah, that's it for the Premier League. In the Championship, Ndidi and Iheanacho are in action against Bristol away on Friday. So Friday night on Easter Friday. Joao Ribó plays against Middlesbrough at home on Friday, so let's see if he plays. Shemi Ajayi, Millwall away on Friday. The reason why all these Championship games are playing on Friday is there's a tradition in England where the Championship teams all play on Easter Friday, and then they play again, I believe, on the Monday. So that's why you see all the Championship players have games on Friday. Emmanuel Dennis and Tom Dele-Bashiru play against Leeds United at home on Friday too. And then Jamilu Collins against Sunderland at home on Friday, but he will likely be on the bench. In Serie A, we see Victor Osimhen go up against Ademola Lookman. Napoli at the home side, so we'll see Napoli play Atalanta at home on Saturday. Samuel Chukwueze back in action. I'm really looking forward to seeing how he gets on for AC Milan away to Fiorentina on Saturday. Ebenezer, Akinsan Miro, we know minimal minutes, but we're just watching to see. Maybe by the time Inter Milan wrap up the title, which should be like two or three games, we'll see Akinsan Miro get a lot more minutes. But they play Empoli at home on Monday. Maduka Okoye and Isaac Success are in action for Udinese against Sassuolo away on Monday as well. And then let's see if Tarnabuehi recovers from his injury for Empoli to play against Inter away on Monday. David Okereke is in action for Torino against Monza at home on Saturday. And then rounding off the Serie A boys, we've got Simino Anko and Chibikem Ikwemesi in action against Bologna on Monday. Moving on to the Bundesliga, we know that there's great news. Victor Boniface is back in full training and we'll see Nathan Teller back in action. He probably won't start, but they are literally romping to the title, 10-point lead. You know, I think there's about 7 games left or 8 games left in the Bundesliga. They play Hoffenheim on Saturday, so we'll see Kevin Akpoguma in action for Hoffenheim away against the league leaders, Bayer Leverkusen. Moving on to La Liga, Omar Sadiq will be back in action on Sunday. They play away against Alaves, so Real Sociedad, let's see how they could do. They're currently 6th in La Liga. It's likely that Spain may get an additional spot in the Champions League, so if they can finish 5th, that would be really, really good for them, but let's see. And then moving on to League 1, oh my god, I just realized Terramoffi was not even called up, and I had to watch Cyril Dezas play those minutes. Anyway, Tyrann Murphy's in action against Nantes at home on Sunday, so let's see what happens there. And then, as we said, Moses Simon is injured for the rest of the season, so he will not be playing against Nice away on Sunday. Gift Urban's Lyon, they will be in action against Reims on Saturday. Let's see if Gift Urban could finally score his first League One goal. It's been a tough time for him, but someone like that is who I'd have liked to have seen called up if he was playing well, but understandably, he wasn't. Akko Adams, striker for Montpellier, still one of the top 10 goal scorers in League One. Montpellier play Le Havre away on Sunday. Akko Adams is a better striker than Cyril Dessers. I'm sorry. So he wasn't even called up. So let's see. And then finally, Innocent Bonke's Lorient are in action against Brest at home on Sunday. Innocent Bonke is carrying an injury for a while. So let's see if he could get back into the good books of the team. We say we don't have midfielders, but Innocent Bonke doesn't get called up either. So what are we doing? Anyway, moving on to the Portuguese league, Sanusi out for the season, as we already know. The Boavista boys, Onyemachi and Awaziem, are in action against Rio Ave at home on Saturday. And then we'll see Kelechi Nwankali in action against Benfica away on Friday, which will be a very, very, very tough game for him. Moving on to Belgium, Rafael Edeka's Club Brugge, they're now in the championship round. Club Brugge play against Cercle Brugge away on Monday. And then we see our Royal Antwerp boys, Alassane Youssouf, Chidi Adjike, and Victor Udo. Thanks for reminding me. Why was Chidi Adjike not called up? I would have called up Chidi Adjike. But you know what? It's Nigeria, so they never explain these things to us. Anyway, they're also in action in championship round. They play Anderlecht away on Saturday. And then the Genk boys, Tolura Rokodare and Yerasoro, they're in action for Genk in the championship round. Their next game is Union Saint-Gilloise at home on Monday. Tolura Rokodare is a striker who I'm also convinced is probably better than Desus, but let me not take the piss too much. And then Jordan Taradariga, not caught up for Nigeria, but they play against Standard Liège at home on Friday. And then just to round up the podcast with the final few playing, in the Turkish league, Osayi Samuels, Fenerbahce are going down to the wire in the Turkish league. Fenerbahce play Adana Demirspor at home on Wednesday, so let's see how they get on. Fisara Delibashiru's Hatayaspor in action against Galatasaray away on Tuesday, so that's been an interesting one. And then Kenneth Amero's Kasımpaşa in action against Kayserispor away on Wednesday. They currently sit fifth in the Turkish league, but I don't think Amero should be starting or playing against Nigeria. Honestly, genuinely. Anyway, moving on to Scottish League, Cyril Dessers is in action against Hibernian on Monday, on Saturday at home. And then in the South Africa League, we will see Stanley Nwabali's Chippa United play against Polokwane City at home on Saturday. And then Olisa Ndar's Orlando Pirates will play against Sekuune United away on Saturday. Just for the people that were getting angry about Osho being called up, I would put Osho and Ndar ahead of people like Awaziem and Amero for sure. Even Ajayi, to be honest, just based on the profiles. So stop that rubbish of pitting home base foreign-born players versus Nigerian-born players. Is rubbish. Stop it. It's crap. Anyway, Czech Republic, Slavia Prague, Igor Ugo and Mohamed Tijani are in action against Liberec at home on Saturday. And that's it in terms of Nigerian players playing in Europe that I feel are worthwhile to mention. Star boy of the week, I mean, it has to be Lookman. His impact against Ghana, scored yet again. He's becoming like Nigeria's talisman alongside Osimhen. Pretty much undroppable at this point and should be starting every single game that's important. So I expect him to be starting the games in June. I hope he finishes the season strong for Atalanta as they continue to chase Champions League place. And we'll see much more from Ademola between now and the end of the season. So yeah, that's it for this week's episode of the podcast. Just to round up the ones to watch for this, Frank Rijeka is in action against Man United. Make sure you watch that one. Gabriel Ochoa's Luton in action against Tottenham. Make sure you watch that one. That should be interesting. Osimhen versus Lookman. That's the standout tie for me over this weekend. And then also Boniface, who's not playing, but Teller versus Akpoguma, Leverkusen versus Hoffenheim. And if somebody knows, please comment and let me know. Why is Akpoguma being frozen out? He is a better defender than a lot of these guys. But yeah, thanks for rocking with me. I know I said it would be short, but slightly longer than I intended. But that's it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks again for rocking with me. Please remember to follow us on all our social media channels. Our YouTube is Nigeria Football Weekly. On every social media platform, we are Nigeria Football Weekly, except on Twitter or X, which we are NFWPod. NFWPOD. Appreciate every single listener. And I'll be back next week to round up games with our players taking place over the weekend. Peace out. And last, we go again. It's more the competitive internationals that matter. My main worry is that losing may affect our rank, but at the moment we're 28th, so no shaking. Nothing goes shelly. Have a good week, guys, and take care. Bye.
Thanks for watching this video. Please like, share, subscribe, and click the bell to get a notification whenever we drop a video. You can also find our social media channels listed below. And of course, up Super Eagles and Nigerno the Ever Carry Last.